Every year, we ask you to send us your New Year's resolutions, the ones for creative projects that you need a bit of encouragement or threat of public humiliation to get off the ground. We pick four of you to follow all year long. This year, we heard from many, many of you, including Joseph Riedel from Croton-on-Hudson, New York, and he is here with me now on the line. Hello, Joseph.
Hi, Kurt. How are you doing today?
Good. So tell me about your New Year's resolution.
Well, it came out of a pretty bad situation, actually. Back in the end of September, early October, I was diagnosed with a localized form of cancer called a chordoma. Basically, I have a tumor growing in my skull in between the sinus cavity and the brainstem. And I just recently moved back to New York from Chicago, where I'd been studying and working in the television field. And the plan was to start up my career here, but then this sort of got in the way. And after a long bit of sort of feeling bad for myself for not being able to start things up the way I planned, I decided to turn it around and start writing about my current health situation. And turned out people were interested in hearing about it. So I just started pursuing the idea of writing a web series.
Well, it's a horrible thing to have happen when you're young. How old are you?
I'm 25.
So your plan is to use this illness as the basis for a web series. What do you envision? How many episodes? How long will they be?
Well, I want to start telling them in 10 to 15 minute chunks. And the original idea was to do a 10 episode season. But because I want to be very true to life and sort of journal what I'm going through, there's always room for growth because, you know, what if tomorrow something incredibly interesting happens and I need to write a whole new story arc about that in addition to what already is out there.
But this is not going to be a documentary, even though your real life and your real experience in the course of treatment are going to be embraced. But you see this not as a drama, but as a comedy, more or less, yeah?
Right. I mean, the thing is, of course, it's going to be dramatic stuff because just by nature, this is a traumatic experience. But I want to show people to kind of look at this the way I've started looking at it fresh, which is I was so angry. But there's more than just the anger. And really, a good sense of humor will help you get through whatever hardships life throws at you.
And you're calling the title of the series is what?
A Good Sense of Tumor.
There you go. And the treatment that you're undergoing entails what?
Well, right now, I actually got some good news this week. It looks like we might be able to cure this with just a surgery, which is a huge weight off my shoulders because radiation has been on the table as a possibility and all these other things. So I go under the knife and I'll be in the hospital for a bit after that and then sort of confined to bed rest and minimal activity for the next 2 months after that.
So your goal for this first series is to have it finished before the end of the year? What's your timeline?
So I want to get the majority of it written and, you know, committed to go to production while I'm in recovery. So by the time I'm up and about back on my feet, we can just jump in and start producing and cranking out content so that I'm posting things starting September, finishing up filming in October, and then posts will go through the end of the year.
Well, you sound incredibly well organized in your plan. You're hiring or you're gathering actors. So will actors play your siblings and your parents and your friends, or will some people play themselves? How will it work?
Yeah, that's something I'm still deciding. I have a little sister who's 16, who's a brilliant actress. The question is, does she want to play herself? Because I love her to death, but I don't always paint her in the best light in the series.
Well, this is just fantastic. I'm really pleased you're doing it, and I'm really pleased and flattered that you're allowing us to watch you do it all year long.
Oh, absolutely. I'm so thrilled that you guys showed interest in it. It really sort of, like I said, this has been a very dark time for me, and knowing that there is an audience for the kind of work I want to turn this into shows not only that people care about my health, but also care about me as a creative.
Well, good luck, Joseph, and we will be checking back in with you.
Sounds great. Talk to you later, then.
Happy, happy New Year!
You can read the script for the pilot episode of Joseph's web series at studio360.org. And I want to thank everybody who sent in their resolution. And I encourage all of you to keep in touch with us on our new Facebook group for Creative New Year's Resolutions. It's a place to share your creative goals and accomplishments and works in progress and join a community of resolution makers. Just search on Facebook for Studio 360's Creative New Year's Resolutioners and join us.